Here's David Hayes, Profater.
You hear a great deal these days about arms reduction, and among some, there's the talk of arms elimination. I suppose I understand the viewpoint of these. Where there are fewer arms, there's less probability of aggression. And where there are no arms, the danger of aggression is virtually eliminated. On the other hand, the viewpoint of the military seems to be that the other guy isn't going to lay down his arms, so neither can we. And every weapon we possess is designed to answer a particular type of offense. While we understand these principles, both with their arguable points, it's so much easier to understand the method whereby the Scriptures teach us that we must defend ourselves against the offenses of the devil. As before, the tempter isn't going to lay down his arms. Therefore, neither can we. Else, we'd be defenseless against him. Jesus taught us a great lesson in self-defense against Satan with his answers to the devil while in the wilderness for 40 days and nights. Matthew 4 records that it was during this time that Christ had nothing to eat, for he was fasting. When the tempter came unto him, he remarked that if Jesus was the Son of God, he could command that the stones could be made bread. Satan's attack was supposed by him to be a weak spot with the Lord, since he hadn't eaten for more than a month. But Jesus responded with Scripture, saying, "Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God." When Satan tempted him again to prove his deity by leaping from the pinnacle of the temple, Christ responded with Scripture, saying, "Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Finally, when the devil offered Christ all the kingdoms of the world in return for worship, Jesus replied again with Scripture, "Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Indeed, there's a weapon of defense in Scripture for every offense of the devil and for every temptation. Blessed is the man that endureth. Today's word, fitly spoken.